We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell. I'm going to do a couple of things here. Get you ready for the weekend in the NHL. With, you know, tonight's game, Saturday, Sunday as well. Rank the, teams in the league with the latest power rankings. And then do the same thing in Major League Baseball. All right, let's start with hockey. The Avalanche are still number one. You wonder if they'll lose Nazem Kadri in free agency after the season, or do they have a huge decision to make with Darcy Kemper. But the Avalanche are still the best team in the NHL. The Panthers are number two, and they got all kinds of choices. A, do they keep Andrew Brunette as the head coach? He's been the interim coach since everything played out with Joel Quenneville losing his job. The Hurricanes are number three, and you wonder about this team. How are they going to do in the playoffs? That's the deal. We've seen them have a great season, great regular season, winning tons of games, being up in the standings, you name it. Let's see how they do in the postseason. Four, the Calgary Flames. And are they going to keep Johnny Gaudreau? He's the face of the franchise, and he's either going to make tons of money from them or somebody else. Count on that. The Maple Leafs are number five. Obviously, in the offseason, they're going to have to figure out what they want to do in goal with Jack Campbell and Peter Mrazek. So I know Mrazek is signed for two more years, and we'll see what they do if they decide how much money Campbell asks for. I got to tell you, this hockey team has to do something in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They can't continue to lose in the first round every single year. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. The Rangers are number six. The big decision Gallant has is whether he's going to go with the young guys on the team in the playoffs or the experienced guys. All I know is Chris Kreider's had 50 goals and an amazing season. The Lightning are number seven, and you wonder what they'll do with unrestricted free agent Palat, your boy, in Tampa. Do they keep him or let him go? My guess is they let him go. The eighth team is the Minnesota Wild. The only decision that they have to make in many is who starts in the playoffs. Do you go with Cam Talbot, who's carried the team all season, or the reigning Vezina Trophy winner, Marc-Andre Fleury, who they made a big deal for at the deadline? I say they have to start the flower. I mean, Talbot's never won anything. Fleury's won three Stanley Cups. And he won them with the Penguins, who are number nine this week. And we all know Malkin got suspended for a cross-check. You wonder what this team's going to do with Malkin and Chris Letang in the offseason. They're both in the final year of their contracts, and they're in their mid-30s. Boston is ranked 10th and headed to the playoffs. And Patrice Bergeron's 36 years old, pending unrestricted free agent with a huge uncertainty there with whether or not the Bruins will keep him. Brad Marchand is 33. You never know. They might go with youth in Boston and move Bergeron and Marchand. The Edmonton Oilers are number 11. Offseason, do they keep Evander Kane? He's played well with McDavid and Draisaitl, and you wonder if they'll give him a deal. The Blues are 12th, and they look more and more like they're going to go with Ville Husso in net, the 27-year-old, over the high-priced Jordan Binnington, who I say they move in the offseason. I got to tell you, I saw enough of the Blues playing poorly for 2 months to not believe in them in the postseason this year. The Predators are ranked 13th. It all boils down to, can they afford to keep Philip Forsberg in Smashville? The Caps are 14th, and you wonder if they're going to go with Vanacek or Samsonov in goal in the playoffs. The Dallas Stars are 15th, and the question is whether or not they'll keep Rick Bowness as their coach. He's in the last year of his contract. All right, so that's really the top 15. Let's just do the countdown of the rest of the teams and then look at the schedule for tonight and through the weekend in the NHL. Vegas is 16th, then Winnipeg 17, LA Kings 18. A lot of people think the LA Kings are going to be a really good team in the playoffs and upset somebody. And I say without Drew Doughty, they're not doing that. 19 is Vancouver. The Islanders are 20th. Then it's Columbus 21, Anaheim 22, Buffalo 23, San Jose 24, and the Red Wings are 25th. And then the bottom of the barrel, Flyers 26, Blackhawks 27, Montreal 28. Can you believe they were in the Stanley Cup Finals last year? Now they're 28th. New Jersey's 29, Ottawa 30th. The Seattle Smoke Kraken 31st, and the worst team in the league in the power rankings is the Desert Dogs. Arizona Coyotes number 32. So tonight there's only two games. The Islanders are at the Bell Center in Montreal to take on the Canadiens, and the Jets are on the streets down in Sunrise against the Florida Panthers. Big schedule on Saturday, a preview of the Winter Classic next year at Fenway. Penguins Bruins at 12:30 at the Garden in Boston. And then the Red Wings are at the world's most famous against the Rangers. Predators host the Blackhawks. The Blues have the Wild in St. Louis. Vegas is at Edmonton. Flyers in Buffalo. Wouldn't want to miss that thriller. Capitals are in Montreal. Leafs at Ottawa. Jets are in Tampa. Sharks at Dallas. Canes are in Colorado for the game of the day at the Ball Arena in the Mile High City. Coyotes at the Flames at Saddle Dome. Devils are in Seattle. And the Jackets are in L.A. at Crypto against the Kings. And then on Sunday, you got a 1 o'clock game. Panthers-Wings at Little Sleezers in Detroit. Later in the day, Sabres at Flyers. Blues are in Smashville on NHL Network at 6 Eastern against the Preds. Sharks and Wild in Minneapolis. And the Islanders are in Toronto at Scotiabank. Jackets and Ducks on the pond in Anaheim at 8:30 Eastern to wrap up the day in the NHL. So let's switch to baseball now. And since opening day, who's the best teams in baseball? The power rankings have the Dodgers at number one, then the Astros two. Toronto is ranked third. Four is the White Sox, and five is Tampa. Can you even imagine watching Clayton Kershaw sidelined during the postseason because of elbow problems, going seven perfect innings the other day on only 80 pitches? He's throwing a perfect game, and then they yank him. He agreed with Robert's decision to pull him from the game, but the guy was really on a roll. He had struck out 13. You thought the Astros would drop off without George Springer, but Chaz McCormick and Jose Siri have done a really good job. And I'll bet they're glad they never let Michael Brantley get out of town the year before. They still got him, and he's still coming up big for them with the bat. The Blue Jays, it's all about Vlady Jr. and Bo Bichette. I mean, how about Guerrero the other night? Three home runs at Yankee Stadium against the Bombers. He was the one hitting bombs. The White Sox have Lynn and Giolito injured, but they're still winning, and they're doing it with big sticks. Anderson's been hitting. Robert's been hitting big, long drives. I mean, this team can rake. I mean, how about Tampa? Wander Franco, this guy's unbelievable. His opening weekend, he went 6-for-11 with a double and three RBIs and a sweep of Baltimore. And the Rays just keep doing what they do. Win. All right, 6 through 10 goes Atlanta, number 6. I'm not buying that at all. I think they've looked like crap to start the season. And the Yankees are 7th. Gerrit Cole, I think, looks terrible. So I'm not buying that either. The Mets are 8th. They should be in front of the Braves and the Yankees, as far as I'm concerned. They got the best ERA in baseball with their starters. The Padres are 9, and the Phillies are 10. Yeah, they ranked the Phillies 10th after the Mets just kicked their ass up and down in Philadelphia. 11 through 15 goes Giants 11, Brewers 12. I still love their pitching, Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns. 13 is the White Sox, Red Sox. So Boston 13, Cardinals are 14, and Seattle is 15. I love this team with their young stars like Julio Rodriguez and Jared Kelenic. They're both off to slow starts, but you know that eventually they're going to hit and be super exciting to watch in the Pacific Northwest. 16 through 20 goes Twins, Angels 17, Cleveland Guardians 18. They've been driving in tons of runs, and the Tigers 19. They've had a pretty good start. Javi Baez lighting it up, and 20th would be the Cubs. How about your boy Suzuki jacking shots left and right? He had a couple of them at PNC against the Bucks the other day. 21 through 25 is Rockies, Royals, Marlins 23, Reds 24, Texas 25. And then the bottom of the barrel, Nationals 26, A's 27, D-backs 28, Pirates 29. Drag. My Bucks suck. At least they signed Ke'Bryan Hayes to a long-term deal. And the worst team in the league, as usual, it's like a rotation year to year, right? The Baltimore Orioles scraping the barrel. So here's the weekend sets. The Twins are in Boston. The Nationals are in Pittsburgh. The Yankees are at Camden against the Orioles. Reds are at the Dodgers. D-backs and Mets at Citi Field. Rays, White Sox in Chicago. The A's are in Toronto. Braves are in San Diego. Tigers are in Kansas City. Phillies are in Miami, Giants are in Cleveland, Angels at Texas, Cardinals are in Milwaukee, and the Cubs play the Rockies in Rado, Astros are in Seattle. So it should be a great weekend of baseball and hockey, and you can get all my action at PharrellOnTheBench.com.